Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so starting yesterday here in the upstate, first day, if you were 16 plus years old, you could get the shot, mm-hmm. get the COVID vaccine.
Yep.
And you can get the COVID, if you want to set up a vaccine appointment, you can go to Vax Locator, put in vaxlocator.dhec.sc.gov. Or call 866-365-8110. And again, that's 16 plus. So, and as of right now, according to DHEC, we have about 1/6 of South Carolina has gotten two shots.
Right.
And then there's another third of the population that is, you know, basically they've started their vaccines, but they just haven't gotten all of them.
Right.
So, pretty high numbers. But still, so you go ahead and, assuming you can get one, go ahead and get a vaccine appointment if you want to get the vaccine. So there you go. And then you can get your handy, you know, little vaccine card and put it all over the internet like everyone else.
No, not doing that.
Yeah. Or not. Actually, they're advising people not to do that because people are counterfeiting them. So you don't want your information out there that you've had the shot?
There's not a lot of information on there, though. There's simply all that's on there is your name, your date of birth, and the shot that you got.
Yeah, but they are still warning not to put even
that
out there.
No, I get that. No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, you don't want your name and date of birth out there because then that's two key pieces of information for identity fraud that can, you know, quickly be used, and then they can find other ways of getting the other information. So, yeah, that's not a smart thing to do. But, I wouldn't necessarily put the thing on there. If you're going to do that, at least block out the date of birth or something.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But anyway, yep, so you can now go ahead and get your appointment if you would like to have an appointment, 16 plus. So, and again, that's vaxlocator.dhec.sc.gov or call 866-365-8110.
It's going to be very interesting to see if the lower age demos are all that interested in getting the vaccine.
The vaccine.
I really don't think so, because I do think that much of the honest media and the rest of them, you know, have been talking about the fact that this is, you know, the younger you are, the less likely you are to get this and to spread this and to have any symptoms, even if you do get it. And once again, I understand, yes, there have been sadly deaths of younger individuals.
Absolutely.
It has happened. Not denying that for a second. And nobody is, you know, downplaying the importance of this. Just simply saying, though, that the risk of you having a bad reaction to getting this, the younger you are, is low. And so then the need for whether or not that is out there, whether you decide to take that risk or take the vaccine, rather, you know, that's a decision that's got to be made.
Absolutely. For me personally, I mean, I'm not getting it right now. I'm just not doing that. And that might be causing me some hardship. I'm not saying I won't get it.
Well, you're just barely above 16 anyway. So.
I know. Thank you, Lee. You know what? You know what that would make you, right? A member of the lying media. You're fake news. No, I'm just barely above 25. Anyway,
there you go.
So yes, making me a member of the lying fake news media right there simultaneously. So no, I'm not going to get it. I want to see some more data on it. I, as a reporter, wrote for years about vaccines, got deep inside the vaccine industry as an investigative reporter. And I don't trust the vaccine that skipped the trials that we normally have. And that would go for any vaccine, not just the COVID one. So I'm going to wait till we have a couple years of data before I do it. And if my kids want the vaccine, they are more than happy to get it. Welcome to get it when they turn 18. But we're not getting it before that, because I just don't see the point of vaccinating a child, against something that they have 100% statistical chance of not dying of. 100%. That's what the statistics are. So we don't normally in our society vaccinate people who aren't at risk for things. We're only doing it in this case because we've lost our minds when it comes to COVID. So I am not going to have a vaccine card, and I'm not getting the vaccine at this time. I'm not saying I won't ever get it.
Yeah.
I just want to get more information, the kind of information we would normally have before a vaccine hits final approval and hits the doctor's office. We do not have on this one. And all indicators are that it is safe, but I want to know that before.
And I will go ahead. In full disclosure, I have had the first shot.
Right.
So is my wife. My wife is getting the second shot very soon. I'll be having to wait another week or so to get the second shot. Neither one of us really had any bad reaction whatsoever. My only problem was that after 24 hours, my arm was sore where they did the injection, and it was a little bit of swelling there, and it was sort of sore, well, very sore, quite honestly, for about 3 or 4 days, and then it went away, and it's fine. So that was my experience.
Yeah. And, I had a friend who said it was the worst shot she's ever gotten in terms of it being painful. But, I mean, it wasn't going to kill her or anything. It wasn't terrible. So people have different reactions to it. And again, you got to weigh it based on your demographic.
Yeah.
I'm not in the risk groups for this. I have a higher chance of dying of the flu. So for me personally, I'm going to sit back and see. But like, the conversation you and I talked about this, I had with my dad, who's over 70, has a heart situation, is completely different than the calculation I'm making for me. So if you're over 70, don't take that as, hey, you got to weigh your own health risks.
Well, that's the way this should have been handled from day one when this was first decided, discovered. And granted, when this was first discovered, we had no idea who was going to be at risk. But then they quickly found out, though, that it was mostly those elderly, because that's where the first deaths were happening, in that nursing home in Washington. Was it Washington State or Oregon where the deaths were first being reported?
It was one of the two.
And it went through that place and just wiped out a lot of elderly folks there. And that's the thing. We overreacted, in my opinion, on many of the things that we have done with to the economy and for the economy, and the requirements that we have now. And I just think that the most interesting thing about this right now is going to be whether or not the vaccination is going to be a requirement. The South Carolina Senate, we've got a story here from Columbia where the South Carolina Senate has already passed a bill. Now, this is just through the Senate yet. They will say, no, your employer cannot require you to get the vaccine in South Carolina. Now, that's just through the Senate. It has to go through the House. We've only got about another week to go before we get to the crossover point where legislation in one House has got to get through the other House, and then it's got a chance of being debated and voted on before the governor would sign it and it would get through this session. So we're getting down to the wire. But, that's here in South Carolina. But we also had the story, I believe it was in the business news here, where it was talking about the airlines that are or one of the airlines that has already got some type of electronic thing that has your vaccination records and your test records and all this about COVID-19 so that you can fly internationally.
Yeah, the one you just ran, actually,
In business news, yeah.
It looks like private sector is going to go forward with this, even if the federal government does not. Another interesting question, Lee, is this one. My friend Heidi, who's also a talk show host, she's out in Vegas, right?
Very good, too. I always enjoy her being on.
Smart woman. Smart, sweet lady. She made an excellent point. I'm wondering if more people won't do this. She had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We had her on to talk about what it was like to have. She's over 50.
Yeah.
She's in her 50s. But she had COVID. And she said, listen, I'm not getting the shot because I had COVID. I wonder about those people who are going to go, I had COVID. Come on, forget it. We know how immunity works. She said, I'm not doing it. She said if she hadn't had COVID, she'd get the shot. But she had it. And she's like, I'm not getting COVID. I'm not getting COVID shot.
If you had the flu this season, which nobody does, strangely, but if you had the flu this season, Would you then get a flu shot after it? Of course not.
Wouldn't make any sense.
Of course not, because you have the natural immunity to it. So I wonder the same thing. I know that there are a lot of folks, I'll put it this way. There are some people I know that work for a company that I'm associated with, I won't say which one,
right,
that have had COVID-19 and are still wearing masks. And I'm wondering why.
Exactly. And I know who those people are, and I don't have any fear. I mean, I have the same reaction as you do. I haven't had COVID, and I'm walking around going,
I'm not being critical.
You don't need to be wearing them. But why are you wearing a mask?
Well, I mean, part of it is because there's some companies that require you to do so when you were in the facility.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, but I'm like you, the final numbers, like say in our state, the percentage that don't get it is going to be, I'm curious, is it going to be single digits, double digits, and what are the age ranges going to be?
Well, I mean, also look at the amount of people in this state that have already had this and recovered.
Yeah.
And the number that have gotten the vaccination and have gone through both shots. And why are we going to continue to worry about masks anymore? I mean, if you have not had it or had the vaccination, yes, I think it would probably be a good idea to try and do that until we get a little further down the road. But if you have had COVID-19 and recovered, if you have your vaccinations, if you've had both, if it's the two-shot version, I just personally, I'm wondering why is a mask necessary? Why?
It's an accessory. It's a costume. I don't know. I mean,
if the vaccine works, why?
Good point. Then if we need masks, then you got to ask the question, then maybe the vaccine doesn't work.
And then if that's the point, then why are we spending billions of dollars to do this and to and in some cases requiring people to have it and you know, going all out of our way to get this accomplished? If the vaccine is not effective, if it doesn't work, then why are we doing this? But the science is it does work. So the science would say if you've had it, if you've been vaccinated, there's no point in wearing a mask anymore. I mean, that's the logical conclusion. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You make a strong argument. I don't know how you argue the other side of that. Well, you still need a mask. Okay, then the vaccine doesn't work, right? Well, no, the vaccine works. Okay.
Then why?
I mean, you go round and round all day if you wanted to. Texter writes, Tara, my wife and I are not getting the shots because of the fetal cell lines were necessary to make it.
That was in the Johnson & Johnson
version,
not in the Pfizer or Moderna, as far as I've been able to determine.
Right.
So.
So a lot of interesting reactions on the text line. Get to those in just a minute. On this first day of April, Lee, watch out for the April Fools, right?
I've already been caught by one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell me about it later.
Okay.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A lot of folks weighing in on whether they're getting the shot or not. Texter writes, Johnson & Johnson factory messed up and 15 million doses had to be thrown out. Yep. Texter writes, Walmart is now selling women's shirts with a matching mask. Well, can match all at once, it still doesn't work. That's right. According to the CDC, 50%, over 50%, that would be a majority even in common core math, of the particles that cause COVID are not stopped by surgical masks or those cloth ones. They're useless. That's according to NBC News. A study thoroughly ignored by those for whom COVID has become a religion, not science. Which is what this is about. It's one big virtue signal. Now, the N95 masks do work better than that, but the CDC has now admitted. And you remember when this came out, Anthony Fauci said you had to wear two masks after a year, which was jaw-dropping, because if they worked, why would you need two? And he was challenged when he said it on the air. You have a study showing this. He said no. A week later, the CDC put out that study, and it showed that one mask, the surgical or the cloth, if you wear one mask, over half the particles that cause COVID will get through. In other words, they are useless. But we're still pretending that the CDC incredibly did not put that study out. Texter writes, you were not bulletproof with that stupid vaccine. No, it's not 100%. Texter writes, I'm turning 60 this month, but I'm taking care of my 94-year-old mother. I've been careful and we'll probably get one because I want to protect mom. Both my husband's workplace and mine will require it or not. Both our company out of state. We don't know what to do. Texter writes, with the false positive test percentage, did they really have COVID? I think you can feel pretty comfortable you had COVID if you had the symptoms and you had the positive. Texter writes, Tara, I'm not taking the shot for two reasons. I think the numbers are grossly inflated. These people have told us so many lies. Why would I believe them now? And that's kind of where I am. I want to see more data on the shot. And I don't trust them to tell me the truth about the shot right now. I just don't. Again, my reason is not anything COVID specific. It's just having written as an investigative reporter for years about vaccines, the vaccine industry and how it works. Again, this is the first vaccine that's ever we've ever run trials on the American people. We've never done that before. This is new. And that came from skipping that part of the approval process, which normally takes years. It's why they had to skip it. And so normally we would run the trials in India or Africa or another poor country like that, gather the data, fine-tune the shot. And again, it is not unusual to kill a couple dozen people with a shot, any shot, doesn't have to be COVID, and to maim up to hundreds with it before they get it worked out right. That's just pretty standard. That's why they don't do the test here, because of lawsuits. And so we are actually we are testing the shot on this population in a way we've never done before in this country. We do it in third world countries all the time. So I don't want to be part of that vaccine trial. I appreciate your sacrifice if you have done it for me so we can figure it out and get the kinks out. I'm not personally taking it. And that's for me a scientific decision. I have a higher chance of dying of the flu given my age and relative health, but my calculation might be different if I were older or if, like, my dad had a heart situation or, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, please, this is what the decision is that I feel is right for me. But for you, you may be in a different category entirely. And it could be a totally different decision that is the right one. Texter writes, I got a vaccination, so did my wife, because we have always gotten flu shots. We have also had the polio vaccine. We have also had the measles vaccine. Nothing new here. Well, yeah, it is new because those other vaccines you're talking about have tremendous track records. We have an unbelievable amount of data on them. We have very little data on this shot. It's also an mRNA vaccine in some cases. And so we've never done that before either. That's totally new as well. So the polio and measles vaccine, absolutely not comparable to the COVID vaccine. Texter writes, Tara, I'm still forced to wear a mask at the toll road in a booth alone with my customers for just seconds. It's dumb I'm still having to wear this. So says Sherry. Texter writes, Tara, there will be lawsuits in 5 years on TV saying that if you took the shot, call us. You are eligible for money in lieu of your current health problems. Wait and see. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not saying I won't ever take the shot. I'm just saying I just have to have more data. I just do, and particularly for my kids. There's absolutely no way I'm going to vaccinate a child who has a 0% chance of dying of this. Texter writes, Tara, how long do you think it'll be before people start selling fake COVID cards like fake IDs? That's already going on in Europe. And they've had some warnings they believe it could start here.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. It's always a good morning when it's a Thursday because it's almost a Friday. So there you go. All right, Naomi Wolf, liberal feminist icon. On, of all places, Tucker Carlson. That's an odd couple right there. Talking about what's actually in, potentially in this vaccine passport. Now, this has pulled a lot of people, the Biden administration, maybe it is the Obama administration. The Biden administration said, oh, don't worry, the government's not going to do the vaccine passport. We'll get the private sector to do it. Yeah, that might actually almost be worse. Here's Naomi Wolf talking about what's in it. And folks, the idea of IBM being involved in this is even more terrifying. Given their other activities right now, we documented those exhaustively on the podcast. What they're doing right now is developing a mechanism to tag you from your computer. So it would end anonymity on the internet. And the reason they're saying they want to do it is because they want to battle misinformation. So what they could literally do is lock you. Lock you out from posting on the web from your computer or phone. So, and I've warned about this for a long time, but this is what's coming. Right now it's, you said the wrong thing on Facebook. You're in Facebook jail for 3 days. Well, Facebook jail is going to start to include, and you're on the no-fly list, and you can't post your resume you know, to LinkedIn, and your LinkedIn profile goes down, and your job search is over, and you can't text people, and you can't send photos, and you can't use any of your electronics. That's where they're going with the punishment for disinformation. And it's kind of scary to me that the same people are talking about developing electronic vaccine passports. Here's Naomi Wolf warning about how they may be constructed.
I can't say it forcefully enough. This is literally the end of human liberty in the West. Vaccine passport sounds like a fine thing if you don't understand what those platforms can do. I'm CEO of a tech company. I understand what this platform does. It's not about the vaccine. It's not about the virus. It's about your data. And once this rolls out, you don't have a choice about being part of the system. What people have to understand is that any other functionality can be loaded onto that platform with no problem at all. And what that means is it can be merged with your PayPal account, with your digital currency. Microsoft is already talking about merging it with payment plans. Your networks can be sucked up. It geolocates you everywhere you go. Your credit history can be included. All of your medical history can be included. This has already happened in Israel. Yeah. And 6 months later, we're hearing from activists that it's a two-tier society and that basically activists are ostracized and surveilled continually. It's the end of civil society, and they're trying to roll it out around the world. And it is absolutely so much more than a vaccine pass. I cannot stress enough that it has the power to turn off your life or to turn on your life, to let you engage in society or be marginalized. And by the way, the last thing I'll say, IBM has a horrible history with Nazi Germany. Its subsidiary created a kind of precursor of this with punch cards that allowed the Nazis to keep lists of, again, a two-tiered society, Aryan and Jew, in such a way that they could round up Jews, round up dissidents, round up opposition leaders very, very quickly. It's catastrophic. It cannot be allowed to continue.
So be very careful about where this is going. All right. A lot of folks weighing in on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about whether they are getting vaccinated. People feel very strongly in this audience that you guys aren't usually so divided on something. The text line, by the way, is 71307. Texter writes, a friend of mine, age 72, had the Moderna vaccine in February. It made him feel bad. He dropped dead the next day. Autopsy said it was his heart, but I think had he not been given the Moderna, he'd still be here. I believe Moderna is poison, and I wonder why they give that one to old people. Joe and Kamala got Pfizer. My opinion is they gave Moderna to poor and middle-class older folks. They don't care if we all die, like Romeo Cuomo killed all those seniors in the nursing home. I bet my last dollar they got Moderna. Just reading from the text line. Texture writes, so if I delete my social media, will this opt me out of all this? No. Mm-mm, no. Listen to what this new technology IBM is developing does. It watches you at the level of the processor in your computer, so it sees your keystrokes. So if what you are typing is misinformation, or if you have been previously labeled as a misinformer, then it knows, because it attaches your identity to everything, including just Word documents. So you lose your digital privileges based on that identity for however long they decide to take it from you. By the way, you know who came up with this idea for them to do this? New York Times, BBC, a cabal of big liberal media companies claiming we need to fight disinformation, which if you listen to this show, you know disinformation is what they're spewing. And they don't like it that there's anyone out there who can contradict the lie, and they want you shut down. Texter writes, I am 38 years old and pregnant with my first child. I will not be getting the shot because I'm already high risk and don't need to add more to it. No, I wouldn't touch that shot if I were 38 and pregnant. There is no way. Not enough money in the world for you to pay me. It's just absolutely unnecessary to get that shot. And I'm speaking statistically. I mean, this is, you know, the death rate for this does not go over the death rate for the flu until you hit age 70, unless you have a complicating condition. Texter writes, every morning I see and hear the news. We are falling further down the rabbit hole. The nation is in grave jeopardy. Keep great show. Keep on trucking. Texter writes, the same people willing to cave to the vaccine police will be the first willing to register their guns. Wouldn't be surprised by that. Texter writes, Tara, I had many of the symptoms in February 2020. I think I had the virus then. My husband had milder ones. We think he had it too. No test vaccine for us. Texter writes, why are they talking vaccine passports for a vaccine they aren't sure will last more than 4 to 12 months? Great question. This isn't about health. It's about controlling us. Yes, I believe that too. Texter writes, I'm 53. I've had COVID. I'm not getting vaccination. Hoping South Carolina passes the no COVID requirement in the workplace. Yes, I am too.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, if you want to know what's going on in your country, that is the United States of America, from the mainstream media, you simply can't get that. They won't tell you. Nope. You have to go to the UK Daily Mail to figure out what is going on in this country because your own media lies to you. If your media told you the truth, it would look like the front page of the Daily Mail does today, the online version anyway. I don't know what the straight version looks like today. Here's how it would read if you had an honest media that would tell you the truth. Headline. This is unbelievable. Casualties of Biden's crisis. Have you seen the video, by the way, of this? Smugglers dropping toddlers over a 14-foot border wall. Just flat dropping them. There's no one on the other side. They're just dumped. This is how Democrats treat their voters. This is a voter drive. This is how Democrats treat their voters. A migrant, let me just read this to you. The media won't tell you this. Headline, I didn't even know this till I read the Daily Mail. And you know me, I'm pretty well informed. Headline, or I should say subhead, in this Daily Mail article, at least six migrants found drowned in the Rio Grande River this week. So the Biden bodies are pouring, are stacking up at the Biden border, voter drive. And we got bodies to show for the voter drive, six of them. He racks six up. So at that rate, what's 24 kills for Biden this month? Two of them were kids, by the way. One of them was a nine-year-old. I have a nine-year-old. That ripped my heart out. But nobody cares because it's Biden. He's got liberal privilege. And so as the bodies stack up, we just pretend they're not stacking up. You know what's incredible about this? Have you watched a video yet of the teenage boy drowning in the Rio Grande? It's a video. You watch it. Terrific. And you know what came out before the Biden press conference last week? Not one reporter asked about it. Do you think they give Trump a pass like that? If he was racking up Biden's body count? Or kill six a week? Okay, good. Whatever. There'll be more voters behind them. Migrants face extreme danger as they try to make their way into the U.S., according to the UK Daily Mail, given the perilous conditions crossing the border and the dangers of smugglers. Yeah. Six out of 10 women sexually assaulted, including 30% of girls. No biggie. It's just a border drive. Nobody cares. According to this, two toddlers, according to the Customs and Border Patrol, the children, two toddlers, sisters ages 3 and 5, were abandoned by smugglers. You got to see this video if you haven't seen it already. So they're at the top of a 14-foot fence. 14 feet, right? And you know what they do? To just drop them over. Just drop them. Boom! They hit the ground. There are no adults there. 3-year-old and 5-year-old. Just dump them in the desert. Just dump them and leave them. Hey, it's the Biden way. We should celebrate, right? We should celebrate everything Biden does. Daily Mail reports 2 weeks ago, Texas Rangers and Border Patrol agents rescued a 6-month-old from the Rio Grande River after smugglers threw the infant to die in the waters. Yeah, that was to distract because the Border Patrol had come upon the boat, and so they needed to create a distraction, so they just hurled the baby in the water. The horrific incident, the Daily Mail reports, unfolded back on March 16 in Roma, Texas, after the infant's mom was assaulted and left with a broken leg by smugglers. Other members of her party, by the way, were also raped by the smugglers. Hey, Biden border drive. There we go. It's very exciting. Unless you have to be a part of it, in which case it's horrific. And then CNN reporting that this is absolutely jaw-dropping. You know what the prediction is for the border toll? By September, they're expecting 2 million guests to come to our border, invited by our president. 2 million. The previous record set in 2006 under the George W. Bush open border drive was 1 million. Let that sink in. Biden's only been in office since January 20th, and 2 million will hit our borders by September, they are now forecasting at the current growth rate. 2 million. But you got to have those numbers if your goal is to remake the electorate, and that's his goal. You know, it's driving me nuts, but I barely can watch the coverage of this on television because even on Fox News, it's such a lie. Crisis at the border resulting from changes in immigration rules. Yet no, this is a voter drive. It's a voter drive. Tell the people it's a voter drive. Why can't they just say, the debate should be, should the Democrats be allowed to illegally act as coyotes to ferry their voters over the border in order to remake the electorate? Yes or no? We'll have John Smith on next to debate. That's how this ought to be covered. And they're pretending they don't know it's a voter drive. They're pretending this isn't about votes for the Democrats and about depressing wages for their corporate donors so that everybody is poor. They're pretending that's not what this is about. And that drives me up. Crisis at the border. What has caused this? Oh, we don't know, but it's a crisis. No, you know. You know what it is. The voter drive. That's what it is. It is a bid to replace the electorate and create a one-party system. They will not tell you that. I do not know why. They pretend they do not know. And they know. So we're tossing kids over walls, dumping them there in the desert. You know what I want? How many are out there dead? They're out there. They're dead. No, they are. How many out there are dead? We just happened to bust them throwing the toddlers over this time. There's others. Anybody care? Well, Biden has liberal privilege, so I guess nothing they do counts like it would if, like, Trump did it. By the way, it was dark when they threw the kids over.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.